of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And I'm Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, just about everywhere. Joining us this week, also hosting the show, super extraordinaire personality, Richard Primrose.
Who?
You know what? How do?
Good.
Everybody
good,
well? Rich. Everybody all right?
I think we're doing better than your laptop.
Yeah, damn right.
Yes. So you are recording from the iPad.
Yeah, this is fun, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's exciting. It's groundbreaking. Not really. We're just, you know what? Anything to keep the show going, though, right, Rich?
Yeah, definitely. Let's do this.
The show must go on.
Yes, and speaking of going on time, Mr. Christopher Matthew, right there, like, as I logged into Skype, you were, bam, ready to go.
I'd like to tell you that I'm some type of super punctual person, but what had actually happened is I forgot to turn Skype off last night, so I just happened to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, this professional podcast coming through. Mike Chin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Greg. How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
I'm a little jealous. You've got your Christmas shopping out of the way?
No, I'm currently doing it. But yeah, I'm just slowly ticking them all off. Yep.
Now, how many people do you buy Christmas gifts for in your family, Mike?
So let me see. Let's have a look at this list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20 people.
20 people.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother.
And one mother and one father?
Yes, as far as I'm aware.
Well, you know, you never know. Divorce, that kind of thing.
Well, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I've got a secret dad that my dad isn't telling me about. Yes, you know, mom, dad, nieces, nephews, girlfriend. Girlfriend's mom, friends' kids, godson, goddaughter, that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, now, Mr. Matthew, what about you? How many people do you send out Christmas gifts for?
Not that many. Probably less than
20. 20 is pretty extreme.
Is it really?
So my sister, God bless her, she's very frugal, we would say, and she has instituted a secret Santa gift exchange on my mother's side of the family, so we all each only get one gift, which is fine, because I'm not really the more and more I think about it, the more and more I'm against the whole go out and buy all this crap for Christmas thing anyway. But
I have a possible solution for you. We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay, I'm eager to hear it because I have a similar solution, probably. But anyway. So, yeah, not that many is what I'm trying to say. Done.
Okay. And Mr. Primrose, what about you?
Well, how many Christmas presents altogether?
Well, no, how many people do you buy for?
Shit, man, my wife's telling you. There's loads.
Okay, so you're probably up there with Mike in the 20s.
Well, maybe just the pattern that's emerging on this podcast is British people are just nicer, right, Christmas.
It's probably true. Probably true, Mike. yeah, because this year we instituted kind of a deal within our family because, like you, Chris, I honestly don't like going out and trying to find a gift for my sisters that, quite honestly, I don't know what they need. They have completely different lives. They have different needs,
Christmas
different
presents aren't about giving people what they need. It's about giving them unnecessary shit that they don't want.
Right. So I thought about that. Yeah. And then we came up with the solution. And we have this actually across both families. Okay. That instead of buying individual gifts for your siblings, we just get together and go out for a very nice dinner. And everybody brings a very nice bottle of wine to share at the dinner.
Well.
And it's the quality time we spend together is much more important than giving them something that they're going to give away in Goodwill in the following year.
Mm. I like that idea.
I don't really, like, say, for example, my nephew, who's just been born. What do you get a newborn? So the obvious thing is clothes. So I've got Leo, a T-shirt that says Future Gamer on it.
Right, right.
That's cool. That's cute. And then I've also got him a dummy that also looks like he's got a moustache when he uses it. So these are quality products, Greg. Like, how can they live without them?
Well, and nieces, nephews, newborns into the family, they are kind of an exception to the rule. You're not going to go out drinking.
Jimmy and Madeline are going to get Pac-Man remote control cars. You know?
Okay.
So,
yeah,
so
I'm okay. Like kids, like you should, like kids.
Yeah, kids
Christmas,
get exception.
You know, that's kind of a magical thing. Like, I love to get stuff for my kids and my nephew because they just go crazy for the stuff. And so that's fun. The adult members of my family.
That's a bit tougher, you
know,
isn't it?
I get him a six pack. You know, like my brother, I buy him a six pack of beer or something. Here you go, clown.
See, my brother's always a tough one.
Well, see, Chris just sold it for you. Six pack of beer.
Six pack
he probably
of beer.
Would want that, actually. Yeah.
Something he could actually use.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, enough about Christmas, guys. We talked about video games.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Mm. So let's do it. Let's talk about games.
Do it.
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
Alrighty, so Mr. Matthew, I think maybe we should have you go first this week.
I'm honored, Greg. So let me think. I've played some Halo 4, which is awesome sauce.
And you did take part in the Monday Night Halo?
I did take part in the Monday Night Halo twice, actually. I was able to get off work early enough yesterday to take part in both the 8 p.m. Gross Mountain Time session and the 8 p.m. Eastern Time session. So that was good. It was good times. We played... We played some big team battles, and we played some Regicide. Regicide started off very slowly when we were playing it, but once we stopped just trying to protect the king and started just kind of going for broke and treating it more like Team Slayer with a bonus, it was much more fun. That was good. You know, the King of the Hill thing, that's always fun because there's just grenades and crap exploding everywhere, and it's just... good times.
Have you guys tried playing Infected yet?
We did not play any Infected. We had a big group yesterday, so we were playing mostly the big team stuff.
Infected would have been perfect. I don't know if you're aware, but this go round with Infected, not only do you kind of, you know, your color quote unquote changes and you just know that you're infected, but your skin, your player skin, actually changes into one of the flood creatures. And so you have a completely different look to you.
That's cool.
For Halo 4 Infected, yeah. And a lot of fun.
I'll have to give that a try. We were trying to keep... Steve Conger would like me to know that he's scared of Google... Scared. Infected. Shared a Google Doc with me. Shout out to Steve Conger for texting me during the show. Well done. So we had a group of like seven or eight, I think up to nine at one point. So we wanted to be all on the same team, so that's why we were doing the big team battle stuff. Maybe later we'll get some more stuff. It was fun. It was good times.
Okay. Good.
Finished up the campaign, so I'm done with that. I might try to play it on Legendary Co-op one of these days, but I played through it on Heroic. I'll probably go through and find all the terminals because I actually find that stuff interesting.
It was the terminals were not very easily found, if you ask me. I think I found maybe four the entire campaign.
I only found one or two, but I find that kind of backstory information interesting. So I'll go take a look at it. Looking forward to the next one. I need to do some Spartan Ops still. I haven't done any Spartan Ops. Let's see. Played a little bit of Assassin's Creed 3. Played a little bit more Skyrim. I've started a new game in XCOM. I'm not going to talk very long about XCOM because it's been out for a while. But I've been trying to play on the classic Iron Man difficulty. I finally figured out how to turn on the Iron Man setting. For some reason, it didn't dawn on me that if you just keep scrolling down, it would go up to the other side so you could do the advanced options. Anyway, finally figured out how to turn that on. I've managed to make it through 4 missions now without actually getting anyone killed. But it's really slow going. You know the missions where you have to go do a target extraction and you got to go find somebody and get them out? Well, it's hilarious because I'm creeping along. So for like 10 turns, whoever the target is like, hey, hurry the hell up.
I'm over here. Why are you only taking 5 steps and then stopping?
Because I know as long as I don't go in the little yellow circle where the target is, they're fine. So I'm going to take my time and make sure the area is clear first kind of thing.
Smart.
Yeah, so it's challenging, but I just love the game. It's so much fun. I'll keep trying. Let's see. So what else have I been playing? Fired up The Walking Dead finally. Played through episode 1.
What'd you think?
Awesome. Really, really good. I love the way they kind of toy with you a little bit. You know you're going to have to make some decisions that are going to cost some people. Mm-hmm. As you go through, the atmosphere of it's very good. The music, the sound. So yeah, really, really enjoying that.
Let me ask you a question, and you know, I'll forego talking about Walking Dead on my side because I actually finished it up, and I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to give any spoilers. But one of the things that struck me after I finished it was, one, the amount of emotional responses they try to evoke from you. And it will, you know, there will be decisions and things that happen that, you know, they try to evoke emotion from you. Some of them more successful than others, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think really helps this this game is the fact that they didn't go, you know, they went with that cel-shaded cartoon animation style.
Yep.
I think this game would have felt very, very different if they had tried to go with a realistic look and possibly failed in terms of what they were trying to achieve with, you know, the emotional responses.
Yeah, I don't think you can quite, you know, the only game that's ever really come close to capturing facial expressions was L.A. Noire, you know, and then, even then there's, you know, it's much easier, I think, to bridge the uncanny valley with the stylish comic book type graphics. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that works. I almost wish they'd do a little bit of it in black and white from time to time. I think that's the way the comics are presented, and so I kind of wish they'd do that. It's really good. I'm really liking it. I've only played the first episode. I want to play the rest of them.
Probably. Yeah, I think you will enjoy it thoroughly, and I'll be curious to see how you feel the decision-making stacks up to, say, a Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Because my 2 cents, I felt like the decisions I made in The Walking Dead, to me, felt much more, kind of important than they did in Mass Effect. Even though Mass Effect was dealing with a much, you know, larger scale and, you know, the entirety of humanity, The Walking Dead decisions, they felt just the way they pace the whole timer and the tick down timer for you to make your split second decisions. It just, you get into the decision making.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think with a game like that, they can tailor the experience to those decisions a little better than something as big as a Mass Effect, where they've got to keep the narrative pretty tightly focused. So you only have just a little bit of variance with your decisions. Yeah, I like it, though. I think it's good. I find myself being a little more rational with the decisions usually. Like, there's a bit at the end of the first episode where 2 characters are being about to be eaten by zombies, and it's like, okay, I can save one or the other.
Right.
And so I went through a real quick, like, well, this one's done this so far, which might come in handy later, and this one's done this so far, like trying to see which one had the skills that I was going to need later.
Right.
We'll see if I made the right decision or not later, I guess.
Yeah, I love those moments, and there will be several of those kind of moments. And in fact, some additional things that are going to happen. I mean, you're going to have decisions where it's like shades of gray.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it, you're like, well, I don't know. And you see that timer ticking down, and you start to panic on what you should decide, because when the timer goes down, they just make a decision for you.
Oh, I see.
And it may not be the decision you want to have happen.
Yeah, I haven't done that. Well, let's see. So that's The Walking Dead, which is pretty old, so everyone knows about it. And I just today played through the sort of opening mission of the Mark of the Ninja, which I know Mike was a big fan of.
Yeah.
Really, also really, really good.
It is good.
Yes.
Well worth the $5 that I paid for it on Steam. Yeah,
it is a solid, solid game.
Yeah. So on the subject of, I've just played through the very first. I really like it. I really like the way you can kind of manipulate the guards with the sound, different sound effects and things. I think that's really clever. I think the cartooniness of it, it reminds me a lot of the old Dragon Slayer game, you know, the arcade cabinet game from way back in the day, and the art style anyway. So I think I think it's good.
Did you ever play Shank, Chris?
I never did play Shank.
Okay.
Is that similar to this?
It's the same people that made it.
Same people that made it.
May have to go play Shank.
Yeah,
very different game.
To be honest, they didn't reach kind of the level that this has, because they're just brawlers, whereas this has got a little bit more sophistication in the gameplay. I really wouldn't recommend going back to those.
Yeah.
Just stick with Michael the Ninja.
All right.
So on the subject of Steam, if I could just say quickly, I tried out the Steam Big Picture mode today.
Oh yes,
and that's really cool. It basically has a graphical interface that you can use either with a mouse or it works really well with a gamepad, and it almost turns the Steam into an Xbox Live, PlayStation Network kind of interface for your PC. It wasn't working really well when I was using it. Like, it was kind of, things were loading not at all in some cases. And I think that's just because everything's got bigger icons and there's a little bit more information that's got to be pulled down from the Steam server when you're doing that. So if that gets worked out, I think that'll be really awesome. And that's me.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. All right, why don't we turn to Mr. Primrose? He's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk Pool Nation, Rich.
Yeah, more Pool Nation. Yeah, still enjoying that. That's still great. On the back of that, Blue Baru sent me a invite to play a iOS game called Virtual Pool. So I downloaded it. It was £1.50. And it is very good. Don't work on the iPad unless you 2x it, because it's an iPhone game. But it's got all the same sort of mechanics and workings of the Pool Nation. But you can play multiplayer on it. So over the weekend, me and Blue Baru were attempting to play that. But it's quite frustrating, really, because it doesn't allow you to play an asynchronous game, which you think pool would have been ideal for. You know, take a shot, go away, somebody else take a shot.
Right.
So basically we had to hook up in real time and play it. When we did get latched up, it was very good. We enjoyed it. I'd definitely go back to it for that. But how many people are going to arrange to play at a certain time and so on? So that was a bit frustrating. So definitely worth checking out if you want to play a single player. Not so much if you're looking at the multiplayer, because I don't think it's very practical. And then I've been getting more into that Simpsons Tapped Out, definitely. There's a couple of people gaming for the elderly are on it. After the podcast, Greasy Fish Lips Marty, he sent me an invite. And the great thing with the multiplayer on that is that you can actually go in daily and vandalise the other person's world. So you can spray paint Moe's joint and stuff like that. So you know, it's nothing malicious or anything, but you get XP, and then they can come into your world and they get XP and money. But yeah, that's good. It's got a great way of like unlocking different characters gradually, so it keeps it interesting. So I'm going to carry on playing that for a bit. What else have I been playing? Oh. Call of Duty, a bit more of that. And Letterpress. Did an interesting twist on the Letterpress with Brian, Blue Baru again. We did basically a gaming version of it. So we was only allowed to use gaming words And it was really funny, actually, because as we was playing the game, we was putting in down the words and that, and basically Brian was like justifying his choices for what he just put down. So like he put a word like scarecrow. Next thing I know, I'd get a flash up on Twitter with a link to a picture of the scarecrow from Batman in Lego Batman. And yeah, we played a full game of that, and that was really good. It worked really well. So yeah, that was good. And that's about it, really. So I'm just covering old guard. So yeah, that's me done.
All right, excellent. Thank you for that, Mr. Chin.
Yeah.
I see. I'm guessing kind of more of the same. I mean, you do have kind of two big games in front of you.
I think I've changed. Maybe I did change them. I finished Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, you finished it?
Done. Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Is it a recommended all right or just an all right?
Do you like Assassin's Creed, Greg?
I'm mixed with Assassin's Creed, at least up
like
until
Assassin's Creed 2.
Well, let me put it this way, Mike. I have Assassin's Creed 3. It is backed up with freaking every other game that came this holiday. So I dabbled a little bit in it, but I have not dove into it.
It's good. You've got to let it sit, though. You know, those first 6 hours are slow.
Okay.
But it's worth it, I think.
Okay.
The ending to Desmond's story isn't great. But, it's, you know, people were saying it's like Mass Effect 3 and all this bollocks. But it's a bit simple, the ending, I found. And a little bit like, oh, okay. But I like Connor's story. I like the way Connor's story ended. I like the final kind of, I wouldn't say boss battle, but kind of assassination and the way it ends. Really nice. And there's a few extra missions after it as well.
Okay.
And some of them are a bit crap, but I did want to die, actually. I just kind of, there's a few more collectibles that I had to get. Anyway, but like there's this mission that popped up and it was quite a cool last mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I also figured out today that I looked in the achievements and I thought, oh, I'll just see what I haven't got, see if I can get somewhere quick. And there's an achievement for hanging 5 people. And I was like, I'm sure I've done that. Because you get these rope dart things and you throw them at people when you're in the trees. And then you what I thought was a hang was like when you pull it back and then you just hold it really tight as they're kind of below you. But there's an even cooler way of doing it, which I'm pissed off that I didn't know about it before. So you throw the dart and then you press down on the left stick and you'll drop off the branch, but the rope will be suspended on the branch and then the person that you've just thrown the dart at will just get lifted up and hung. So I did that.
Oh, well, there you go.
I did that 5 times today. I got the achievement. And yeah, there's a few other collectibles that unlock after you finish the game, which are semi-interesting. I don't think many people are going to go from now because it's a bit pointless. But yeah, look, the naval missions, Greg, all that, the peg leg trinkets thing, brilliant.
Right,
absolutely
right.
Well done to them for that. I don't think it's going to be the last we see of Connor. There's a very small hint of where that story can go. And there's lots of like ways of saying the kind of the last words he says to kind of his mentor is, you know, like, you never warned me that there's always a fight to, there's always something to fight for. You know, he thought that like once he, you know, all the British had gone, that there'd been nothing left of, you know, that they would be fine.
Clearly now you gotta go kill Indians.
Well, there's no, not that, because you are half Indian. So
right.
Yeah, there's an inkling of where it can go, and it kind of looks at the slave trade a little bit.
Okay.
Because that's really not mentioned in this Assassin's Creed. I believe the Vita Assassin's
right,
Creed
it dabbles in it.
Is like you're a mixed race woman, and so like it deals with the whole slavery issue a little bit more. So that's kind of where it could go, I think. So we might see another Assassin's Creed in this era, which I think is okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's good. It's a good game. I recommend it.
And Black Ops 2?
Forget that. The list is old. Halo 4.
Halo 4, okay. Switch gears.
Halo 4.
Dove into Halo 4.
Yes, Halo 4. I finally got around to kind of playing it, I'm super impressed by it. Like, it looks amazing. It plays like Halo, but it's not too much like the old Halos. I just love it, and I've kind of got to the bit where you get into a mech, and that level's amazing. Like, you know, you have to. Well, I was playing it co-op, and we had to kind of fend off a few ships, and you just kind of have to hold out for a bit, and it's fantastic. I loved it. I think they've done a brilliant job about me caring about Cortana and caring about Master Chief, and you know, they've really kind of put Master Chief in the center of it all a little bit more now, because even though, like, Master Chief was a big part of Halo, he was never in the middle of it. He just kind of felt like he was breezing by him, and he was just like solving.
Right. Well, he was. I mean, after all, in the original Halos, I shouldn't say in the original Halos. I mean, in the series leading up to this point, Master Chief was really just a soldier in the army. He kind of gained this reputation as it went forward, but I mean, that was the reality of who he was.
Well, they always said, like, you know, even in the first game, they always said, like, oh, I didn't think they would send a Spartan. You know what I mean? They always said
right.
that. Or
he was kind of a legend. Don't get me wrong, but I mean,
from the get go, they made it clear that, like, he's one of the last.
Well, he wasn't the last, right? He was the last Spartan, or at least,
pretty
close to it, right. In the first two or in the first three, right? But, but his whole backstory, like, he's been that's all he's ever known is being a Spartan, right? I think he entered the Spartan program at, like, age six or something, if you read the backstory.
They do address that as well, like, kind of, you know, like that whole, they pick them up when they're kids and so on and so forth. You played this, Chris, right? Chris?
Yes, he has. I can answer for him.
Where's he gone?
Yeah, I'm here. I just got stuck on mute for a second. Sorry. Yes, I have this.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember you saying that you was impressed with it, and it feels more like Halo, and the levels open up and they close down into corridors. But I think they've done a better job with the more corridor-type stuff. You know, I feel like they're less of a chore at the moment, and the environments aren't the same all the time. So I like that.
So that's interesting. It's interesting that you say that, because one of the main criticisms that I've heard about Halo 4 is that, unlike previous games, all of the environments are very much kind of samey. They're all, they're all the same kind of Forerunner structure. It's not like the other ones where you have a forest and then you have a desert and then you have a beach and all this other stuff. So it's interesting that you say that. That's all.
I think. Well, I just feel like I haven't played a level and gone, oh god, I can't wait for this bit to be over. You know, I've always found them quite interesting. Whereas, even look, I still think Halo 1 is one of the best Halo games made. There are times in that game where I just think, I just hate this part.
That was Halo 2, the flood level, where you just want that to end.
That was every Halo with a flood level.
Yeah, every Halo was a flood level.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to remember specifically, they had a structure that was it was a very large level.
There's a Halo 3 level near the end, and it looked like a big, like, kind of, I don't know, arse.
I think the one Greg's thinking of is actually from Halo. The library level, I think.
Yes, that is
from Halo 1, and that's awful. But I haven't really come across that, and the new enemies I quite like to fight because they're difficult, and that they when you get like a one of the bigger ones, they can teleport straight over to you and just like really do you in. And some of the weapons, I don't really like the new weapons. I don't know about you, Chris, but I don't really like them that much.
I did. But I thought they were all right. They're not different enough, I guess. They have the same sort of, you know, there's a pistol, a shotgun, an assault rifle, a machine gun. Anyway.
Yeah. I agree. But what I did like, funny enough, is when you got shot by them, you know what I mean? It felt like, especially like the sniper rifles or like their version of the battle rifle, like when it got you, I would like go, holy shit, you know, it really felt like they got you. And I just thought, like, they're quite intimidating. The enemies and the weapons they use and stuff, I found it quite different to fighting like cartoon aliens all the time.
The knights are definitely, I think, a step up in terms of difficulty.
Yeah, They're good. They're interesting. And and the mech is just great. And all the vistas as well. Like they've done a great job of making it look like a huge backdrop when you know it's all kind of smoke and mirrors. But you know, sure. There's the level where there's a ship that crashes on the planet, and you kind of left with this view of a massive, huge, gigantic ship, and it looks like you could go over there. And eventually, you do, don't you? But so it just looks amazing. So, yep, great game. I'm very pleased with it, and I will be playing more. And of course, I've been playing Halo Wars.
Of course. I have not. By the way, I would like to complain. There's been no, you know, mid-afternoon WhatsApp message to me saying Halo Wars. I feel like I've been abandoned. I've been thrown to the side.
I'll tell you what. Work. That's why.
Work.
Yeah. We've been working late for the last couple of weeks, so that's why we don't get back in time. But we've nailed down a strategy now, Greg.
Oh.
Matt and I. And so far we've only lost once to it, and tonight we played probably about four or five games and we won every one in a row.
Wow.
So it's a very strong strategy for 2-on-2. Okay. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Mike, I've got a game that I left out deliberately so you could talk about it.
What was it?
Guess the game.
Ah, guess the... Yes, I suppose I should talk about this. So, my friends who I work next to all day have released their game.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, it's not on the Android or Google Store, whatever.
Dead to me.
Because,
to
you know, they're a startup. They have to test all the games on all the devices. So they've had to buy, like, 3GSs to make sure it works on them. And I think the main guy, Chris, he just went out and bought himself an iPhone 5 just to make sure it worked on there. And they've had to buy an iPad or maybe two iPads, I don't know. So they've released a game called Guess the Game. It's their first game, and it's just a kind of, the reason why it's not a massive project, all it is basically is a logo quiz. So you go on to it, and you have 10 levels, and I think 3 are unlocked from the start, and then you guess so many, and then it unlocks the 4th level, and then you guess more, and it unlocks the 5th. And if you can, it's a free game, by the way. And you can use hints, and you get so many hints when you first download it. And then if you want some more hints, you can like pay for some more hints. And that's pretty much the game. And it's just a simple game that they wanted to get out just to understand the kind of process, because they're a startup. They wanted to understand the process of kind of how to get a game out there, how it would work, all the kind of hurdles that they would come across. All the little bugs and just how to work together as a business. You know, they're all friends anyway, but like they've never made a game before together. So they wanted to work that out because they have got another game lined up. Well, two more games lined up, but they're more games, you know what I mean? So if you listen to this and you want to support some of my friends that have a game, they're not paying for me for this, by the way.
You've received no special consideration for this.
No, not at all. Not at all. Go on the App Store. It's called Guess the Games. It's by Void Games, and it's got like a green logo. And the way they get paid is through the advertising. So you'll have little adverts at the top, and every time they get generated or clicked on, they get a bit of money. So the longer you play it, the better it is for them. You know, so it really does help them a lot. And at the moment, they're so excited that they got something on the store, you know, and people are actually playing it, that they're on top of the world right there. So,
And they're nice guys.
They are. Well, you spoke to them, Greg.
Yes,
you?
I did.
Yeah.
I met them up in a big old chat room believe we're playing Halo 4, if I'm not mistaken.
And Chris said to you, like, it's weird because I hear you on the show. Because he actually listens to this show and the Veteran Gamers as well. So...
At least you got one good show.
I know. Yeah, the Veteran Games is quality.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Yeah. So, Skull, have you downloaded it?
Yeah, I've been playing it. I've got through to 4th level on it. I'm stuck though. Yeah, I've hit a right blockade on it because it's got the fourth level is just full of Super NES games, and I never played any. It's like got loads of pictures and stuff, and I've used loads of hints up. So, yeah, but it's really good. I mean, I've said before, I love that logo quiz that came back previously, but yeah, this is bang on. Just a note for the Bug Hunters board game. Yes. I had a weird one. I don't know if it's to do with the iPad.
Sometimes, by the way, I am one of those. Yeah. He gives me the game and he goes, try and find something in that. That's wrong. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was playing it on the iPad and I times 2'd it, you know, just to get the magnification up. And when I was flipping back to the levels, it was basically leaving the impression of what I'd just been looking at on the screen. So, but it's easily fixed. You just back out and put it back on again and it's sound. But, it's ideal for everybody that listens to this podcast because it's all about games, video games. So, it's got some cool little twists as well. It's like you've got your cover stuff that's just showing little sections and it's got like blanked out letters and you're just seeing one letter of the whole title. And then it's got these like, imagine.
Some are really easy, aren't they? Like some of them, you look at it, go straight away, got it.
Yeah, and there's other ones that are a lot harder. So, yeah, it's really good.
This morning was funny. We got in and they was all excited. And then Jake, one of the guys that works there, he said, I think there might be a problem. I mean, it was like, what? I don't think level 4 unlocks when you get 40 correct answers. All right, and that's a big problem because if the levels don't unlock, then you're in trouble. All right. So
that would be a problem.
So we did, because Matt's got an iPad, so we downloaded the game on the iPad and started answering all these questions. So our genuine job at the time was to play this game. And he was like, what's that? And we basically, it was fine. It was all good. So that was a funny moment. Yes, I will pass that on to them, Skull. The reason that probably occurs is because they haven't really tested it on the iPad. It's not made for the iPad.
Yeah.
And I just said, they're buying some iPads. I think it might be just one at the moment, just to get it on there and test it so they can. It's all it is. I didn't know this, but like the only difference really between the different iPhones and iPads, they have to change the size of the screen all the time.
Yeah.
They have to make sure that it runs on the one with the lowest specs that they can go. So the 3GS, I think, is the lowest thing they can go. If it's 3G, then they don't even bother. They don't even support that anymore. So 3GS, so they make sure that it runs on there, and that all the size, just basically the screen size is different. I thought that it would have been more complicated. Says, no, just the screen size. So you have to just throw all the little squares everywhere. Which is a bit of a pain for them, but so they'll get around to it. They'll get around to it.
You're giving away their secret sauce.
Can I give a player support as well? There's a question. One of the things that you spot will be Metro 2033. Don't answer it, Metro 2033.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that. I said Metro. I think I put Metro 2033 in it, and he's no, just put Metro. I was like, well, that's not the game. there's little things, but you know, I think they've turned it around really quick, and just to kind of get something up there, and I think they've done well. But yes, people who listen to this, please download it. Tell us what you think. They're called Void Games. If you Google them. They are real people, so you know, if there's any problems that you have, tell them respectively, of course, or if you like the game, tell them as well, because they will be made up to hear anybody talk about it, and I'm sure the fact that you've downloaded it, Skull, they would be over the moon about it as well. So that's pretty much it. So that's some how Chris, you've got an iPad, haven't you, Chris?
I do. Chris.
See, you can sort it out, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Void games.
What am I doing?
Guess the game.
Guess the game
at Void
Games. No, you've got to download an app called Guess the Game.
Okay.
I'll give him another bit of feedback as well. I'll put it up on the.
All right, man. Fucking hell. All right, go on.
Within about half an hour, Steffi Business was on Twitter and he was going, wicked shout out. So he's obviously liking it as well.
Sweet. Fantastic. And that's it, really.
Okay.
All good.
My suggestion for Void Games.
Go on.
Android.
They said, don't you say no. They said today, they said, oh, no one's asked if it's on Android anymore. And I was like, well, am you going to do
I
it?
I have.
I said, am you going to do it? And he went, nah. And I said, well, you should at least do it. You should do it for the Galaxy 3, S3S thing. S3. Yeah. And he went, oh. He says, have you got one? I said, no, I haven't got one. He said, well.
Your girlfriend.
I know, but like, I'm not going to take her phone to work and then...
You do half the time anyway.
No, I don't. So, yeah.
All right.
I don't think they're going to do it on the Android at the moment.
Android. No. All right, let's move on. All right, first and foremost, Madden Football. Effing hate Madden Football right now. I am so bitter with that game.
Why?
I don't know what they've done. Apparently, defenses have just turned into superstar defenses across the board. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. Their cornerbacks and DBs close in on wide receivers like they are all pro defensive backs. And it just isn't nearly as much fun as it was when I first got it. I don't know what they did, what tweaks they made on the back end, but I can honestly say I really don't look forward to playing Madden right now. And I don't know what they can do to change it, but, you know, I made the joke early on about how, you know, I was playing as the San Diego Chargers and, you know, they say play like the real team. And so here I am giving up late quarter leads like the real team does. But the realities are I'm barely squeaking out 10 points if I'm lucky in any game. And that's just frustrating. I can't say it's just because I suck, but maybe it is. I don't know. But I know Gary and I, we were playing the Real Defoe. We were playing in a game together, and we both were having the same issues, and we only were scoring points with kind of fluke big plays that went for, you know, long touchdowns, and everything beyond that was we would play a few downs, and then the defense would somehow either intercept the ball or we wouldn't be able to complete passes, and then we'd have to punt and you know, flip sides, and it just didn't make for a fun experience. And, I say, EA, go back to the drawing board with this game and make it fun again. Simulation is overrated when it comes to football. That's all I'm saying.
I played Madden 06. I think that was the last Madden I played.
Okay.
I enjoyed it because I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, maybe I would enjoy this more if I had no idea what was going on, but... Because I love football and I eat and breathe and sleep football over the weekends, I see things in this game and it frustrates me, especially when I see from teams that shouldn't play to that level.
Are you a big football fan, Greg?
I love the NFL.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You know what? I did not know that about you. I thought you was a baseball guy.
No. I don't mind baseball. I play baseball.
You play softball, yeah?
Yeah. But... The softball days are actually kind of over now too, with family life setting in and just the
all
necessity
and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
kids
take up time. but I managed to still play golf, so I still enjoy golf.
I haven't. We've discussed this before. I like golf as well. All right,
and this is why you love living out here, Mike.
No,
you could play.
I fucking would.
12 months.
I would love to live out there. Jesus. I'd be very happy out there. But I think you could take your hand to snooker, Greg, if you like golf.
No, you never know.
Both equally boring sports.
But you can drink beer playing them, and that right there is a winner.
Can you drink beer while playing golf?
Absolutely.
I suppose.
I think it's kind of a must. You get your golf cart, you load your bags in, because there is no walking the course with me, I'm sorry. I'm out there to enjoy myself, not to get exercise.
You must be doing all right, man, if you can rent one of those out.
Well, a lot of the courses, they kind of almost make it, I won't say a requirement, but they pretty much have them there for, you know, as part of the package.
Are you a member of a golf club?
No, I'm not. Uh-huh. I am not. But, you know, you load the golf cart up with your bag, and then you get a cooler. Some of them have coolers right on the cart, or others you just take a bag with ice and you load some beers into that and you throw it into the back of the cart and off you go.
Yeah.
Around hole 9, you hit the golf cart. Beer lady is cruising around with a golf cart full of booze.
Really?
So Yeah, you hit her up for another six pack, and you play the back nine. And you're shit-faced by the time you get done.
Golf
but
is very different in America.
All right. Anyway. Well, let me get off the Madden rant, and certainly off of talking about golf. Hitman Absolution, and really enjoying it. I have found I'm not the sneaky bastard I thought I was, and I'm much more of a mass murderer. It's how I find myself getting through some of the levels now. And I'm playing it on the hard difficulty, so that probably is adding to it, because from what I understand, this game is tough as is on normal. On hard, it seems like changing up your disguises only buys you a very infinite amount of extra time before you get spotted, which can be a little frustrating at times. But the gunfights in this game, when you get into a full-blown gunfight, they just feel and sound good.
Cool.
And there's a bit of a suspension of, you know, you kind of have to do a little bit of the suspension of disbelief. I mean, I was listening to Stu on the Veteran Gamers talking about how, you know, here you dress up in a different outfit, but you're still the, you know, bald-headed 6'5", whatever, you know, built like a brick house, you know, assassin with this barcode on the back of your head. Because they don't really hide any of that when you change your outfits. The most you'll get is maybe a cap over your head. But I kind of let that slide. And yeah. I think by the game's design, you're supposed to kind of let that slide.
The kind of way I let the fact slide that Assassin's Creed is absolute bollocks.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, going into a machine that can read your ancestors' DNA. You kind of have to let things slip a little bit, don't you, Greg?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, so it is good, and I'm enjoying it, and I dabbled a little bit on the contract side, and I think that can be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to getting more into that. And that's kind of their version of multiplayer. It's asynchronous play. You set out to create a hit contract. You can either do kind of preset ones that the developers have made,
mm-hmm.
or you create your own. So you get kind of a map to play with, and then you pick your targets, and you define how you define how other people are going to go in and do the kill to get the most points, so to speak. So you could say you have to kill this person with a knife, you have to kill that person with, say, you know, your pistol, and the final person has to be killed with poison.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
One beef. And this was the very first contract I tried to play. I believe Rogue Spear had set up a contract, and I went in to go do it, and I noticed immediately that I wasn't able to do it. I had to go to the download DLC, and I was like, why do I need to download DLC for this? There's no maps or anything as far as I know out, and, you know, I got the season pass thing, whatever, for, you know, buying the game new.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't figure it out. But then I realized that he had set up on his contract kill that I had to kill this certain person with this weapon and wearing a certain outfit. The outfit was actually DLC outfit. So in order for me to do his contract, I had to go in and buy that outfit.
So they get it.
That kind of pissed me off, though. I was a little irritated by that, just from the standpoint of I don't think you should be forcing somebody to have to buy DLC to play somebody else's contract. But, you know, I mean, it's only $1. I didn't do it at the end of the day. I just skipped over it. But it was a little disappointing. But still, it's a great game, and Hitman really has never looked as good as it does in this game.
I bet it looks good. I have heard it looks good.
And then The Walking Dead, Episode 4 and 5, we already talked about that. And Black Ops 2, I got more into the campaign.
All right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Not great. They do some interesting flashback sequences. So I know, I want to say it was, you might have been talking about it on Veteran Gamers. Maybe I'm confusing you with somebody else, but we're talking about how there was some of the commercials were showing people riding on horses. In fact, I think I'm thinking of the Gamesman right now.
All right.
Mr. Jeff Conger, his podcast.
Yeah.
They were talking about how there was a flash sequence of somebody on a horse, and they're like, but isn't this set in the future? Well, the game jumps back and forth between set pieces in the future and then some set pieces in the past.
You mean there's not any horses in the future?
No, there's no horses in the future.
Shit.
They're all gone.
Oh, no.
But I will say right now, Black Ops 2, worst horse mechanics ever.
Okay.
Played a level riding a horse, and it really felt more like you were driving like a go-kart more than you were riding a horse.
Right.
You kind of were just steering it, and you didn't feel like you were on a horse. You felt like you just were on some kind of just car moving forward, kind of around. And it drove – the horse didn't ride like a horse, for lack of a better way to put it. It drove like a car.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah.
So not good. Not good horse mechanics.
The horse portion was pretty disappointing. But
right.
I am enjoying the story so far. And the facial animation seemed to be pretty good. I don't remember Black Ops or previous Call of Duty games having really good facial animations, but this game in particular, they seem to be standing out to me as better than before. I mean, not the greatest,
yeah,
but pretty good.
But good.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And then last little thing, and Mr. Matthew, I don't know if you listened to last week's podcast, but we had some break music in last week's podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
No,
and
I didn't.
That break music had something very unique about it.
Uh-oh.
And do you remember what you were telling me I should do? I should play something that had like a speed bag because we're talking about we had to speed through the rest
of
the
episode. Yeah, I told you you should, play a speed bag sound. Yeah.
Well, I kind of did.
You kind of did.
So, last week's episode, the break song is a version of Mortal Kombat.
Mm.
However, if you listen to the drum beat,
it's a speed
bag.
That is
all something on the speed bag. Yep. That's pretty impressive stuff.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm catching up. So never mind. Nobody cares. I'm not caught up on my podcast for reasons that matter not to anyone other than me.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, you have to look forward to.
I have something to look forward to.
Yes, I do. And that's it. That's me done. So let's move on from here and talk some new releases.
Quickly.
All right. So new releases this week. On the Wii/Wii U, it's pretty much all Wii U at this point, Cabela's Dangerous Hunt 2013, Family Party, 30 Great Games, Obstacle Arcade, Marvel Avengers Battle for Earth, Rapella Pro Fishing 2012, and Rise of the Guardians out for the Wii U on retail shelves this week. Moving over to the PS3, because there's nothing on the 3DS. I'm sorry if you own a 3DS, you are unfortunately not getting anything for Christmas this week. On the PS3 this week, you've got Far Cry 3, Guardians of Middle-Earth, Mass Effect Trilogy, Resistance Collection, and on the PSN front, you've got Art Kamion Shigurukuden. I can't even say that again if I try. Far Cry 3, Finger Flashing, Guardians of Middle-Earth, Loop Salad, I'm not making these up, I kid you not, Macarundo 2, sorry, Macaruna, I don't know, yeah, it's...
Sounded outbreak, use your words.
Oh, no, I'm tired. Mass Effect Trilogy, Page Chronica, Rotastic, Sean White Snowboarding, Under Defeat, HD Deluxe Edition, Vehicle Cavalier, and Zanac X Zanac out for PSN. A lot of those are PS1 classics being released out for the old PSN. Demos this week, you've got Guardians of Middle-Earth, Little Big Planet Karting, Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch, and Rotastic. DLC this week on the old PS Triple, you've got Darksiders 2, The Demon Lord Belial, Hitman Absolution, Deus Ex Suit, Hitman Absolution, Deus Ex Zeke Gun. Yeah. You okay there, Rich?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Magic the Gathering 2013, Deck Pack 2, Max Payne 3, Painful Memories, XCOM, Enemy Unknown, Slingshot DLC comes out this week. Chris, you might want to give it a second thought. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD Revert Pack. And on the PS Vita, nothing on the retail shelves, but PSN-wise, you've got DJ Max Technica, Tune, Echo Fish, Lemmings, and Uncharted Fight for Fortune out for the PSN side of the Vita. Xbox 360 this week, Far Cry 3, and Power Rangers Samurai. Xbox Live Guardians of Middle-Earth. No demos to be announced, but for sure you're going to be able to at least try Guardians of Middle-Earth. DLC this week, Darksiders 2, The Demon Lord Belial, Hitman Absolution Deus Ex Suit, Hitman Absolution Deus Ex Zenith Gun, Magic the Gathering 2013 Deck Pack 2, Max Payne 3 Painful Memories, Skyrim Dragonborn, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD Revert Pack, and XCOM Enemy Unknown Slingshot DLC. And if you're interested in Ubisoft, apparently they're having a big sale this week, so there's like 30 different games being sold off of Xbox Live for Ubisoft. PC, we're not done yet. Air Buccaneers, Darksiders 2, The Demon Lord Belial, Far Cry 3, Forge, The Book of Unwritten Tales, The Critter Chronicles, The Hitman Absolution, Deus Ex Suit, and Zenith Gun. I probably should have just said those together last time. Karateka, Magic the Gathering 2013, The Deck Pack 2, Max Payne 3, Painful Memories, Primordia, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD Revert Pack, and XCOM Enemy Unknown Slingshot DLC. And that does it for your new releases.
Ta-da!
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right, so news quiz. We've got some.
Yeah.
A few questions. Not a lot, but a few. All right, Mr. Matthew, being the PC lover that you are.
Yeah, what's up?
First question. The Android-based Ouya is going to begin shipping to qualified Kickstarter supporters on what date? Is it December 28th, January 28th, or February 28th?
December, January, or February? December 28th. Why not?
Why not indeed? Yeah, December 28th, the Ouya is to the qualified Kickstarter supporters. And, yeah. While every Ouya console that ever ships can be used for software development, these pre-retail units have some unknown differentiating features, according to Ouya's official site. There you go.
Official.
I'm going to call it a rare drop. All right. Mike, Microsoft's...
Hello.
Yeah, Microsoft's 64-gigabyte Surface Pro will be launching at what price point in the U.S.? I know you don't really care about U.S. prices, but hey... what price is going to launch in January? Is it $699, $799, or $899? A at $699?
Yeah.
You'd be about $200 short.
Shit.
Yeah, the Surface Pro 64 gig is going to come in at a whopping $899. But wait, if you want to double the memory to 128, it's going to go for a cool $999. Yeah, it's but this, of course, is the version that gives you the full Windows 8 operating system. Basically, it's like a mini laptop, tablet style. But I don't know. Close to $900,000, that's
a
asking.
Lot.
$900,000?
$900,000, yes. There we go. All right. Mr. Primrose.
Yeah.
Next for you, what new feature went live on Monday for Steam? Is it A, Windows 8 tile icon? Is it B, big picture mode? Or C, stream play for Steam Play?
I think it was big picture went proper, full on.
Yes, indeed. And yeah, I completely forgot Chris threw that out there, so I was like, ah, crud. Yeah, big picture mode went live. And, of course, we already talked about that, so we don't need to talk about it anymore. Moving on. Mr. Matthew.
Yep.
What DLC add-on will PS3 owners be getting first for Skyrim? Now, mind you, all three of these have not come out yet for the PS3. Is it A, Dawnguard, B, Hearthfire, or C, Dragonborn?
I'm going to go with Dragonborn.
That's a good guess. Yeah, so Dragonborn is coming out first for the PS3, even though Dawnguard and Hearthfire came out quite a bit ago.
Well,
on both other platforms.
They're trying to make it seem less bad, I guess. I don't know. This whole timed exclusivity thing is getting on my nerves anyway.
No, I can understand that. The weird response really was per Bethesda. They said our specific request for clarification about Dawnguard and Hearthfire for PS3 by stating, we think Dragonborn is our best add-on for Skyrim yet, and we didn't want fans to wait long. So that's our current focus. Each platform takes a lot of time and attention. So we still don't know when Hearthfire or Dawnguard will ever come out for the PS3. It's just kind of a weird situation. But last piece of news, and probably the biggest piece of news. Mike.
Hello.
Who is the latest person to leave their company?
Oh, no, not another one of these.
Mike Capps from Epic. E. Frank O'Connor from 343 Industries. Or C. Hideo Kojima from Konami.
Epic. Mike, the Epic guy.
Yeah, no, Mike Capps left, basically stated his retirement today, literally today, Tuesday, as we're recording this. And he's been basically in his position for nearly 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I'll continue to be available to resource for Epic to provide context or advice where I can. Whatever I can do to help Epic's success, I'm in. I've got great confidence in our executive team. And VP of Development Paul Megan is new to our Rally HQ, but we've worked with him for years, and I can only contemplate this retirement knowing that he and the VP of Operations John Farnsworth can manage development better than I ever did.
They're strange.
At Epic, I mean, Ron Ferguson left, Cliff Bleszinski left, Mike Capps left now. Those are some of the big hitters that were part of Epic. And it makes you wonder that maybe part of this this venture they went into with Impossible Games, the Chinese developer.
Yeah.
Chinese company Tencent, sorry, not Impossible Games, Tencent. I'm just wondering if maybe that's not going over so well. And maybe people are just jumping ship because they certainly seem to be having some issues holding on to some of their more higher-up people.
They do. They really do. Strange, isn't it? Or maybe it's just a case of, like, well, one's left, it's not the same, and then another leaves, and it's like, well, if everyone's leaving, I might as well leave. I've saw that happen before.
Yeah?
I've seen that happen.
Well, I guess it'll be interesting to see how they fare in the years to come. But that does it for the news quiz. So we'll do the old break now. We'll come back and we'll tackle community mailbag. And we'll try and wrap the show up fairly quickly. Back in a few.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Here come the Reapers. 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 Cross space, the give and chase, we gotta run. Get the crew, get the ship, fucking aliens. Gotta save the universe, nobody does it better than the Normandy crew led by Commander Shepard. They won't stop until every bit of life is wiped out, erased. Kiss your ass goodbye, nice try, hot, but we got something for that ass. Fast, forget, stone, set the weapons to blast. I brought some friends that got little tricks. Buy out to clip you up and make you do little flips. And then I'll blow you to bits with my badass Krogan. Few words spoken, he'll leave your arms broken. Not for a minute, pick up my loot. Reload like a pro, straight aim and I shoot. I hardly miss it all when the sniper's dialed in. Throw a shot to the nuts and one to your chin. Here come the Reapers again.
this time I rolled up the guns and let the killing begin. I said, here come the reapers again. This time I rolled up the guns and let the killing begin. We zip through space at the speed of light. I'll take you reaper motherfuckers out one at a time. Reload my gun, better run. Popping caps on my pistol, get you in my sights and boom like a nuclear missile. When I see the get, I spray and pray. It takes death every day while I blow you away. Levitate like Chris Angel up in the air. I got hella more toys than a millionaire. Then you better not miss, cause if you get too close, I'm fucking using my fist. Smack you up like a bitch and leave you for dead. Now I'm seeing red hot blasting caps in your head. And if we're gonna die, then we're taking you with us. Cause killing here ain't too fake, it's kind of our business. And seven on my desk, the war's begun. Wanna wipe us out, bitch? Come and get some. Here come the reapers again. It's time to load up the guns and let the killing begin. I said, here come the reapers again. It's time to load up the guns and let the killing begin. This is the council, lock and load like a beast. Make you explode, cause I'm a freak on a leash. Blasting caps, dirt naps, I'm taking your shields low. Step to the left, boom, where did your head go? So damn lead, I'm always making you bleed. Dead before dishonor when Shepard leads. Watch your six, my team is messing you up. And when the girls walk past, I always stare at their butts. Whoa, I like the way that you shake. My badass bitch is coming to seal your fate. Don't hate too late, cause I'm trying to survive and save the universe from the bad guys. And if I gotta die, then let's make it worth it. Taking Reaper's life, cause they deserve it. So don't be nervous, what happens next? We win this war with Mass Effect. Here come the Reapers. Just another day, I got my guns charged up. Always bringing the pain. I said, here come the Reapers. Tying up loose, it's time to introduce you to the wrath of my friends. I said, here come the Reapers. From the sky they fall, this war ain't over till we kill them all. I said, here come the Reapers. With lasers and jetpacks, we don't give a damn, cause we're taking the earth back.
All right, so back from the break, and this week's question of the week, well, we pinched this from a listener last week. I believe it was Gamox14 had sent in a question to us saying, has a bug ever, or a bug or glitch ever turned you off to a game that you were otherwise excited for? And I'm pretty sure, Mr. Matthew, I know you have a situation that happened. I know I do as well. I don't know about the rest, but why don't we cover yours first, Chris? What game had a bug that turned you off?
You're going to have to remind me what I told you because I've forgotten. I've recently avoided playing Borderlands 2 because I keep reading about all these various bugs and crashes and exploits and things.
Well, I'm it, Chris. I don't know what game it was. Your simple response was, in short, yes.
Oh,
so
yeah. That's the thing is I know I was like last week I was thinking of something and it has now escaped me. Here's one that I was just thinking of just now. The game Trenched, which then became Iron Brigade, and then received some DLC. I don't know what happened, but my game save got deleted. So I had everything all maxed out. I was done with the main game, and then I downloaded the DLC. And when I went to play it, I was back at level one. And I was like, yeah, I can't be bothered to do this again. So there's one.
Yeah. Okay. For me, it's been The Witcher 2. I was going through and playing it, and I don't know if it's a bug or I'm pretty sure it's a bug within the game. I've gotten to this point where I've completed a quest, and it should be kind of activating an event to happen. And I'm supposed to basically go to a king and meet him in his tent, and everything tells me to go to the tent and meet the king, but I go there, and I get in the tent, and the king is kind of glitched out. He won't respond to me at all. He just sits there kind of standing mindlessly like a zombie. I mean, he's not responding. And it is so frustrating because I don't know where I may have gone wrong with it, and I really don't want to go back and upload it in the save. And so it's really just stopped me from playing the game.
There was one of them in Skyrim, and they had to patch it. You couldn't carry on with the Stormcloak thread of the story if you did something in the wrong order, but they fixed it. Because I got like...
Okay. Mike, what about you? Anything ever...
Funny enough, I played a game that I didn't mention, Resident Evil 6, this week, and it wasn't so much a bug, just lots of little shitty bad decisions slash poor game design slash bugs, kind of little tiny things. Yeah, so that's the only thing I can think of, really. I almost stopped playing Fallout 3 because one of the missions glitched out. It was similar to what you said about The Witcher, Greg. Like, he told me to go to this certain spot. I had to meet this guy called Colin at the bar, but he wasn't at the bar, and he was like a mile down north of the bar, and I went there and it was just empty, and I just, that frustrated me. But I don't know how I got around it, but I did.
All right. Well, I know we had some responses out from the community, and I apologize. I got this question off way late out to the community. So we had a big response on Twitter, thankfully. On the forums, not nearly as much because, like I said, I think I posted about an hour before the show.
Yes, you did. But
bad.
The stick man came to your rescue.
Love the stick man.
Stick man threw it up on the old Facebooks, and we did get a few responses on the old Facebooks. So John Wilson says, Venetica. I know what the game he's talking about. It's a game where you play a female protagonist, kind of assassin character, I believe, in Venice. And the game is really terrible, although I didn't play it because he told me it was terrible. So.
Oh, yes, I do know of that one, yeah.
It's like Venetica, I think, is what it's called. Let's see. Gary DeFelice says, not too sure about a glitch that made me stop, but one in Gears 3 campaign that saved my ass along with Chris Thuper and Mudda. Yeah, so he says, Chris can elaborate on this story since he's typing on his iPad. This was actually a good glitch. We were trying to finish Gears 3 on Insanity, and we must have done the battle with the stupid flying bug thing 17,000-18,000 times and just kept dying.
Right.
And eventually, I guess somebody at Epic heard us all swearing into our microphones. It was like, if these guys don't finish this soon, they're going to mail us a package bomb. So on the last attempt, none of the Theron guards that spawn and harass you spawned. We just had the queen to deal with. And someone said something about it, like, hey, where are the guards? I said, oh, shut up. As soon as you say something, they're going to show up. So we were able to finish it because of that.
All right.
Yeah, that was kind of a good glitch, I guess.
Oh, that was a good glitch. And maybe the threat of you sending a bomb to Epic has scared off some of those executives, and they've decided to leave.
Mm, yeah.
Which is foreboding for the next Gears of War Judgment.
I just wanted to be known to anybody who might be monitoring this. I did not ever actually threaten to send a bomb to Epic.
Yes, yeah, you did not.
Antonio Phillips says, Fallout New Vegas. I needed to talk to someone to continue a story quest, which was vital. But he was in a room, which after 2 hours of search ended up in that the room was impossible to enter. How did he get in here then? That's very strange. And then he follows up with, for the record, I love Fallout. And then Craig Stevens finishes it off with game-ending glitch in Far Cry 2, similar to Antonio's, but during an autosave and was stuck on a boat. Threw this across the room in rage and refused to buy Far Cry 3 as a result. All right, so there you go.
Okay.
That's that.
That's that.
That's
Facebook. That's Facebook. That's some good stuff. Mr. Primrose, I believe we have a bunch of tweets.
Yeah. Got one from Mr. Killer Cranky. He put, I recall that Jet Set Willy on the ZX Spectrum had a glitch that meant you couldn't finish it. However, I may have just given up out of frustration because I couldn't get past a particularly difficult point. God knows I was only about 10. You want to get downloading it on Indie Games, mate, because you can have infinite lives. Brilliant. Yeah, then Bongo the Sane, he put, just now he's had one. Walking Dead Episode 3, leaving the cab of a moving train, I went under the map and I couldn't get back. I can forgive this game, though.
What game was that?
Walking Dead.
Ah,
Episode 3.
All right.
I think my favorite episode, by the way. Episode 3 was fantastic.
I think that's the one I'm playing now. That's another game I've been playing, by the way.
That's the one I'm up to.
Yeah, but I've not finished it.
I think throughout this podcast, Mike's just going to chime in. Oh, yeah, that's another game I've been playing.
I've been doing well. I'm not finished it, though. I'm up to, like, a bit where you come across this bridge, and you're on a train, and two new people come up.
Yeah. Okay. No spoilers.
And everyone dead.
Everyone's dead. Okay. Well, there's a spoiler. Continue on, Rich.
Yeah, then Stefan Ratcliffe, who's Steffi Business, he put, yeah, Oblivion, my horse kept disappearing even when I paid to have it kept in a barn. So after 40 hours, I just stopped playing it. Then Webby from the 360 Gamercast, he put, yes. And then he went on to say, just keeping us hanging, man. He put, Far Cry 2, where his auto saved him half a second before he was about to get run over by a Jeep. Game breaking glitch. And then we had Reclaim Your Game. Yes, many times. First games to mind, Camping Manager and Theme Hospital.
Theme Hospital, what a game that was, man. Oh, I fucking love that game.
Then Pitbull Peeps put Walking Dead Episode 3. Keeps losing my save file.
Oh, no.
God, I haven't got that to look forward to. And then 360 Gamercast put, we love you guys. Nice. Stu Lecky, yes, Walking Dead Episode 5. Another Walking Dead one. My save game up and vanished. I didn't go back the next day, and I played it through, but it ruined it for me. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's a bit frustrating. I mean, Walking Dead does have some kind of glitches here and there, and I mean, nothing, at least from what I've experienced, that is breaking or stopping. But I mean, I've seen some like sync issues, that kind of thing, where you know maybe the audio doesn't come quite through when they're supposedly talking. I would recommend anybody playing the game put the subtitles on. This way, if the audio does potentially, you know, cut out on you, you'll still get the gist of the conversations. Anyway, continue on.
Bowsy put, when my badassness got glitched in Borderlands 2, I stopped playing. Then Chris Williams put at Bongo the Sane and us, that happened to me at the same place. This is to do with the falling out of the cab in Walking Dead. OC question of the week. Bioshock 1 froze on me 3 times a quarter way through, so I gave a third of the way through, so he gave up. Oh, you missed such a wicked game. Oh, never mind. Yeah, so that was them tweets. We've got a couple more. Maverick F20. This is the one that I never got to say because Greg never asked me to see what mine was. he had a glitch on Mafia 2 on the mission. One mission, he kept falling out of the map. And I can remember ranting about this when I first started doing the podcast for you guys. He tried reloading it, but the game was broke. Now, for me, if I remember rightly, I just jumped back to the last checkpoint. And all it was at a certain point when I was driving to this mission, I kept falling out of the map. And the car was like something out of Harry Potter. It was just spinning around in midair under the map. But if you took a different route, I had to work out different routes to get to my objective. And that sorted it out for me. So I was quite lucky there. And that was it.
Perfect. Rich, apparently karma was biting me in the ass. and making me choke because I skipped over you.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to go back in and try and edit out my gagging or just leave it in and let it go.
Nah, I think it was funny.
Oh, yeah. It would make the outtakes, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still on the process of
fighting
back a cough.
Yeah, there he goes.
Okay.
All right. I'm good. All right. Question for next week.
Next week.
The week, like, leading up to the end of the world.
Yeah.
What's going to be your game of choice to play right before the world ends?
Last game ever.
Yeah, last game ever. World is ending. What are you going to play?
End of world.
There you have it.
I'll tell you what you're going to play before the world ends, Greg.
It's a jingle.
What?
A jingle.
Okay, fine. After the jingle.
Starsky's bored. Let's do this.
Immunity vents.
Okay. Now that the jingle is concluded, I can tell you what you're going to play before the end of the world. Monday, you're going to play Halo. At 8 p.m. in the British time and 8 p.m. in the Eastern time. And if for some reason you do not wish to play Halo, then you will play Minecraft, where there will be monsters to be bashed. Then you're going to take a few days off, listen to the Overseas Connection, and then Friday you're going to play Forza Horizon at 8:15 in the British time.
8:15?
Yes, 8:15.
Yes. It's later.
8:15.
I know that, yeah.
15 minutes later.
8:15 p.m. or 20:15 for those of you on the 24-hour clock. Saturday, the Dino is looking for a few good Vault Hunters to take down some despicable boss in Borderlands 2, Hyperius the Invincible.
He sounds hard.
Does sound difficult. So if you're up for that, maybe get some loot. Go for it. Sunday, you'll have the F1 2012. It says rounds 5 and 6, but I believe it'll say the last
sevens. Yeah, the final rounds.
It's the final
countdown.
Yes. Ooh. And for the last time in the history of the world, the veteran gamers will do something Sunday at 6 in the British time. Yes, and happy birthday this week to Mike Hardman. 24. We're not supposed to tell their ages, are we? Oh, well, I did anyway. And happy.
Only if they're young, Chris. Only
met
if
Mike.
Young.
I've met Mike. He's got a lot going for him. So giving out his age isn't. You know, he's a good-looking, athletic lad. You know, he's. You know, he's in the army. He's probably got loads of money, loads of chicks after him. Don't worry if you say his age, mate. He'll be all right. He'll live.
Okay. And then also happy birthday to me. I'll be turning 35. And apparently that's all I'm going to be because the world is going to end. Welcome to the new members, S. Gillian, Rick, 75, Fowler, Fumu, Suffix, the James B. Palmer, and Mo Eric. It's a shame that you waited so long to join the forums because, well, it's all going to end soon.
Yeah, that's true.
It's tragic.
This week's victories achieved. Pardon me, Marcanix has quite a list here. Hold on. Marcanix finished Dead Space 2, Conan, Shadow Complex, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, Call of Duty Black Ops 1, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Marcanix has already finished 8 games this quarter. That's one more than the victory achieved record of 7 games finished from last quarter. Ironically, Mark had that record too. PG Tips finished The Walking Dead Episode 5, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Skylanders Spyro's Adventure, Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and South Park Tenorman's Revenge. Filthy finished Halo 4. Knight Triple XL finished Borderlands 2. Murphy's Law finished The Walking Dead Episode 4 and 5. Well done, sir. And thank Maverick F20 finished The Walking Dead Episode 5. Don't forget, should you like to be entered in the Victory Achieved Contest drawing, you have until December the 21st, 2012, to finish some games. Should the world not end on December the 21st, 2012, for some unforeseen reason, You have it January 31st, 2013. Good luck.
Yes. And with that, we have a community spotlight.
Yes, we do.
Meh. Oh, yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
I was texting. I'm sorry.
Brilliant podcasting.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's Parsnip again, another weekly community spotlight. Well, this week, I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm going to say already. I'm going to congratulate Shinyverse for being made up to a moderator. I think it's well overdue and very well deserved. He's put a lot of hard work in with the Indie Writers Board and brought lots and lots of fresh ideas to us. And I think he is an ideal addition to the staff. So thank you, Shiny, and congratulations. And that's it from me until next week. Over to you, peeps in the studio. Bye-bye.
Peeps in the studio. He sounds like he could be a children's presenter.
I like being in the studio.
I do like the studio. Business.
We're in the studio now?
Yeah.
We are.
Shit.
The virtual cloud studio.
Oh, my God.
What we need is a boat in the middle of the Atlantic with a studio on it where we meet weekly.
Yeah. Be highly inconvenient for all of us.
Absolutely.
Especially me. I'd just like to throw that out
there. Shut your hole. just tell the Californians that it's your job and they'll pay for you.
I'm leaving.
That's how all they right. think in California.
That is true.
I have to work.
And we do. We should point out. We want to apologize for the audio quality. For whatever reason, Parsnip, that was not your fault. It was on our end playing that sound clip. But we wanted to play it real time. We could have been making fun of you the entire time that was playing, and you would have heard our reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so studious. There was nothing really to make fun of.
So brief. Didn't really give us time to get warmed up. You need
true
a little longer. True. You know, we need yeah. 10 or 20 seconds to come up with some good insults.
Yeah, that's true.
We are getting older, after
all.
It's
all good stuff.
Bongo was going to send us a fact, but he is unable to. His message to me simply was this. Always seems to be something. This week I'm surrounded by my own vomit. I know, too much information, but you can't unread it. Sorry.
Hmm.
I want to share.
I can unread it. Watch me.
Bongo, we hope you feel better. Yeah.
Once it is seen, it cannot be unseen.
Yeah. Indie Writer's Block, as you heard them talking about Shinyverse, he's been putting a lot of effort into that. He is going to be trying to put together some new thoughts and ideas for the Indie Writer's Block, so if you're interested in participating, reach out to him, contact him at IW Block. On Twitter, or just email them at iwb@g4te.com. We have our Halo 4 first 10 look up on the Indie Writer Block for those interested in taking a look. Rich, well done on the intro screen. Big props. Thank you for that.
And not so well done on not giving it to Mike yet.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Mike. He's on his time.
Yeah, I'll probably want to do it by now anyway, so don't worry about it.
Exactly. That's why I didn't wait, Rich. You came through, and I was like, I know, Mike. I can't count on Mike.
See, well, the thing is, now, Primrose has sent me the screenshot, but I said to him, have you got, like, the layered version so I can play with all the layers? And then then he said...
What the fuck's layers?
No.
So I've got it in InDesign. Is that all right for you, Midok? And he says, yeah. So I've got to give it in.
Okay.
And he's still yet to send me the audio file for that remix thing that he did. Remember that? Like the...
Oh, for Christopher Matthew. Yeah.
This is very, very interesting.
Yes. Riveting. This is behind the scenes, people. This is a collaborative effort, though. But needless to say, there will be more first looks. I'm going to continue to try and capture game footage from more relevant games instead of games from years past, and just kind of keep throwing them up there.
Oh, you capturing these, Greg?
I want you to do the first 10 minutes of you on Call of Duty or Halo multiplayer, and I want you to get really angry,
like I did that one time. Yeah. I'm capturing through a game capture, the Emeridia game capture.
I don't know that one.
It basically captures straight to either USB or a SATA hard drive.
This is okay. Very interesting.
Yes, riveting stuff.
I've been capturing stuff this week as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, Giant Bomb get away with this all the time. You can talk technical. Come on.
And you talk technically. You can talk about random things like Twinkies.
You know what? You know what I would like to capture? I would like to capture a review on the UK side of the iTunes store.
Bam. In which case, moving the podcast on.
Yes. I like that. That's good, Chris. That's good. So, Ian Williams sent us an iTunes review.
Oh, yeah.
Said, fantastic show. Enough said. 5-star. Great show, guys. Thought it was about time I popped my review over. Thank you for this great show with great chemistry, enjoyable characters, more characters by the way, and weekly topical quizzes. Keep up the good work. Looking forward to next show already. Thanks, Ian. ENW99, I believe, probably gamertag maybe.
Yes, and, yeah, we know ENW.
And P.S. Hog the shoutouts, Chinny.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Okay with that? Yeah.
Maybe I'll hog the shoutouts.
I think you do.
I just butt in a lot. I think I just interrupt people.
You're one of them.
Not you.
All right. It is that time. Closing notes. We got to wrap this show up. iTunes reviews, like Ian's, we really want more. The U.S., get off your asses because you guys are lagging far, far behind on iTunes reviews.
Terrible.
The U.K., we have tons. The U.S., we have a decent amount, but we want more. And Canada, what the fuck? You guys are like absentee balloting.
There's only 4 people live there, though.
Yeah, well, we've got 2 of them then. Never mind. We're doing pretty good in Canada.
You've got 50% of the population.
If you want to email the show, Mike, where would they send an email to?
That is a good question, Greg. And I should know it off by heart by now.
Me. I know.
I got it. Get out the way. OCpodcast@gmail.com. Bang.
All right. So, Mike, if you're going to send a tweet to the show, where's that going to go?
@OC_podcast.
That's good. That's good, Mike. I'm proud of you. Proud of you. Thanks. If you were going to call the show in the U.S., Mike, what would the phone number be that you would call?
How am I supposed to remember that? 626-506-2763 or 626-50-OC-pod.
It's good. It's good, Mike. You passed. We'll keep you on the show for another week. All right, shout-outs. I'm going to go first.
Right.
I'm going to shout-out I was going to shout-out Christmas, but apparently the end of the world is going to happen first, so Christmas is
over. It's going to called off, mate, this year.
Christmas.
Oh, in fact,
is
if you were listening, if you're listening to the show and you see Christmas presents under the tree, just go open them up right now.
Open them up
because
now.
There's no point. The end of the world is coming. Go crazy. Take down the stockings. Open everything up. You have our permission.
Yep.
Just tell your folks that if you're underage.
Yep.
Mike, go.
Shout out to Void Games, of course, for their releasing their first game on the App Store. It's called Guess the Game. And you know you got the right one because it says Void Games and it's got like a little green background on it. So download it now.
Pay me.
Hint, Android.
I get paid £5 billion for every download. Chris, go.
I'm going to start by shouting out the Stickman, Steve-O-Matic, Corzan06, Bousy, and SLH. And why am I shouting them out, and why did that take so long? Well,
they're in the shout box?
They're in the shout box, Greg. Aha! We at the Gaming for the Elderly have returned the shout box to the website. And there was much rejoicing. So stop on by, drop a shout in the shout box, get a conversation going, have some fun, enjoy it. That's what it's there for. I did miss the shout box. It just kind of makes the website seem more like a community, you know?
Yeah,
agreed.
Second shout out for the Stickman for saving our butts by putting the question of the week up on the Facebooks. And that's it. Rich.
I've got a shout out. With the return of the shout box, can I make a request? Can somebody technically minded try and work out how we can get that thing working so that you can use your phones and iPads to put on put posts on the forums. Because I bought that, I paid 50 pence for it, and then I can't use it anymore.
Oh, Tapatalk?
That was it, yeah. That was brilliant, that was, because I could post on the forums all the time. But I don't get
yeah.
I can post on the forums.
Well, you have to do it through your Safari browser.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit fiddly. But that Tapatalk was brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
You got nothing.
Well,
yeah.
It's a long and boring tale, but basically Tapatalk was forcing us to go over our monthly data allowance, which was going to drive the cost of the website through the roof, so we disabled it.
So Tapatalk, not cock.
What are you been doing in California, Greg?
I'm pretty sure I'm done.
I've got another shout out as well to somebody called Richard Flowers, who's very kindly invited me to a party on the 23rd of December, which will be very good, because it's a die-hard party. Basically, he's hired the cinema, and they're going to play Die Hard 1, and everybody's got to go dressed as John McClane. And
no way.
He was going.
And it is a Christmas movie. I don't care what anybody says.
It is, yeah.
There's a new one coming out.
There is.
Yeah, there's a new one. It's a good day to die hard. That's what they're calling it.
That and 007 movies. Don't stop making them.
Yep.
But 007 movies are good.
And everybody else who played Letterpress because...
Mike, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, but like, Die Hard films were good.
They're still good. They're not bad.
Die Hard.
Four
the last
was
one.
Be.
Yeah.
Four
yeah,
Moonraker.
Died in that.
Moonraker. Oh, Moonraker, come on, it was the 70s.
There's no bleeding in it. No blood. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Right, next.
Rich.
That's it, I'm done. Who's next?
Toodle.
We're done. See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Dan it. Dig it.
Yes.
All right. I think we might be in business. We are recording. Mike, if you want to back up this recording, that would probably be greatly appreciated, because at any point in time, we know Pamela
this
could get finicky on
mass. This call is being recorded.
This call is being recorded. Yay. Oh, yeah. Did we get anything from lag?
If I had posted it on lag, we would have. I literally posted it... I would say less than an hour ago.
They're going to abandon us.
What's up there? What if we sat down? There, put the iPad on the cushion.
I think that might have been the problem.
No, I've just done that just now.
What you should do is put the iPad in the other room.
Wait, Rich, are your couches covered in plastic?
No. Where do you think I live? South Renshaw or something?
They're covered in Velcro.
I know. I'm just trying. It sounds really like a loud, like almost crinkle sound.
Still waiting.
I swear to God.
That was perfect timing, you have to admit.
That was really good timing. All right. Yeah, the funny part is, the video I saw, it had to have been like when Mortal Kombat first came out, because the guy in there clearly has that early 80s kind of haircut going. In fact, it almost looks like he's from like the 70s.
Hmm.
Porn stash and all.
Nice.
All right, back from the break, and we basically... pinched last week's question of the week from it was Gamex14 that asked us if we had ever had a bug or a glitch turn us off to a game that we were otherwise excited for, and it's a great question. And I know Mr. Matthew,
Greg,
I believe you answer yes.
Greg,
sorry,
I'm wrong. I'll stop you now. I think you've missed a load of thingies at, mate. Tweets.
Tweets to new tweets?
Yeah, tweets regarding glitches.
I only saw those. Those were the only responses that we had. I had four responses in our Gmail account.
Not the tweets. There's I know there's definitely one off. What's his face? Weber from 360 Gamecast and that, and Pitbull Peeps.
All right. Well,
I can't. Hold on, I can't get them because this. Every time I press the thing on this iPad, it brings up the bloody iPad. Keyboard thing.
There's a bunch that came in. All right, no. I see him.
You got him.
Update. That's not my fault.
Greg, don't worry about it. I'll get it up on my phone and I'll just read them off my phone.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just bear with me a sec. Well,
start this whole business over.
Yeah, start again. Sorry, mate.
It's all right. No, I'm glad you said something. Because there are a number of responses. Fuck.
Yeah, that's. I've got him. You can't lose your badassness. You've got to keep your badassness together, man.
Hold on. Hold on, I think it's happening.
Greg, you still got your
badass? No, not on the show.
Don't lose your badassness. Not on us now.
I'm alive.
Yeah.
Aspirin, thank God.
Aspirin. Chew aspirin.
Not because I'm concerned about your welfare. It's just like I'd have to edit the show.
No, chew a lemon. Chew a lemon.
Oh, no. So you are. Not going well for Greg.
Fuck, I drank something and it went down the wrong tube.
Yeah, breathe, then swallow.
Yeah.
What are the veteran gamers doing, Chinny?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.